Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio. His son Ryan is here, too. He's finished his final. So during the commercial break coming up here, we'll go over it and see how he did. Ryan, you feel pretty good? Okay, that's the kind of confidence we're looking for. So we'll see.
Dum, dum.
We'll find out how that progresses here in just a bit. Also,
don't have a brain fart.
Oh boy, our buddy Patrick Roward is going to join us here in just a bit. Give us some ideas on how to stay fit for diving, or how to get in shape for diving. But if that weren't enough, now we mentioned in hour one, Jerry the Diver Guy got a referral from Don Foster's dive operation there in Grand Cayman. We got him on the line from the Caymans right now. Sergio is the guy, and he is on Scuba Radio. Sergio, welcome. How are you?
Hey, you guys. I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me. Yeah, we're doing great. We're doing really good.
Well, that's
really
good. Go ahead and give us a dive report. Rub it into the rest of the world, because I'm guessing the diving's pretty nice in Cayman right now. Am I right?
The weather right now is fantastic. It's been phenomenal. I did a two-hour dive yesterday, fantastic dive. We're seeing a lot of stuff right now. Visibility is great, lots of fish activity right now. We have had quite a few eagle rays going around, lots of turtles right now, a lot of turtles mating. So we
Excellent.
Get to see a lot of those as well. A lot of fish activity, big pots of squid as well going around.
Sweet, I love those, yeah.
Yeah, pretty fantastic. It really is really nice out there now, whether you dive from the shore or the boat. It's incredible.
Now, these four people that you referred to, Jerry the Diver Guy, do you remember those? Or is this something you guys just do all the time when you have people visit the Caymans?
Yeah. Well, I don't remember in particularly them. We have this program that we try to... we recommend it to everybody to get in touch with their local dive shops. And that way, if they want to continue on, they can become certified. Obviously, they don't even know this. They really like diving until they just go and give it a try. And then they get so enthused and they really want to do it. And for the most part, a lot of them don't have enough time to do it here. So we suggest them to go to the local dive shops and complete their class and become certified. And then they can start doing these, either locally or abroad if they want, and start diving. I think this is important in many ways. Obviously, this activity we are mostly for. So far, all the divers I know, they are because of the passion, and if we can pass that along to people, and that's what we try to do, we obviously teach them a little bit of the basics, but basically they get to see a world that they have only seen through a video or TV maybe, and now they are in it. And they realize how fantastic it really is.
Yeah.
And basically, they can share that. And that's the idea. And there's a lot of places that they can go back home and do these courses and get certified. And it opens a new window of opportunity for them and new things to do and new things to discover. I think the learning curve right there, it's the potential is phenomenal.
Well, I agree. I love your enthusiasm. That is awesome. Now, I got to ask you, though. I know you've talked to Jerry the Diver Guy once he got the referral. Jerry, you actually talked to him already on the phone, right? Or is this the first time you're hearing him? You tell me.
I've actually talked to him a couple times now.
Yeah, so, Sergio, you don't remember those Discover Divers? Did they sound like Jerry the Diver Guy? Did they sound like him? Did you pick up an accent that was quite unique?
Maybe they sounded like him. Maybe it was him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. So they you guys talk the same. Is that right, Jerry? You'd back me up on
we'd
that?
We probably do.
You might have a few of the same local linguistic
queries.
This accent runs thick up here.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Well, it's good work you're doing down there in the Caymans, Sergio. Hopefully we'll bring our crew down to you sometime. How about that?
Absolutely.
That's more of a warning.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But I appreciate it. I'll let you get back to you your beautiful diving there in the Cayman Islands, and we thank you for checking in on Scuba Radio today, okay?
Thanks for having me. All the best. All the best.
There you go. Bye-bye. Don Foster's dive operation. It's been around for years.
International.
What's that?
They international are? Show today.
Oh, well, yeah. That's kind of cool that they took time to call in like that. That is nice. But I love hearing stories like that. That they are trying to take it to the next level for someone who's coming down on vacation and they just happen to try diving on one of these Discover Scubas, and that they're actually trying to push them in like, hey, you really want to do this for real? Go back home, learn how to dive, and then come back and just dive. Then you'll have a ball. Hey, all the learning stuff will be out of the way and you can just focus on having fun, which is why we do this, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, so look, we need to stay fit for diving. And as Absolutely. I mentioned earlier, especially when it comes to bug fest, when it comes to lobster mini season, you have a lot of divers, especially in Florida, that don't dive any other time of the year because they're so caught up in the lobster fever, and that's fine. I it'd be better if you could dive year-round, but sometimes that doesn't work for everybody, and it may have been a while. But, you not only got to take care of your equipment and make sure it's serviced and all that kind of stuff for the first time you're back in the water, but you also got to take care of yourself, right? And what can you do to get yourself in shape for diving? Well, Patrick Roward is our, physical fitness diving guru, I guess. Will you accept that title, Patrick? What do you think?
I'll accept it. Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, and he kind of studies this stuff. Last time we were, Saturday we were talking about, are you too fat for diving? And that pretty much covered everybody in as part of the Scuba Radio crew. But he said he promised to give us some tips on how to get back in shape or how to prepare ourselves physically to get in shape for diving. So you're ready to share some of these ideas today. Is that right, Patrick?
I am ready.
So what do you got for us?
Well, before I even start, I got to tell you, I'm sitting here listening to your show with my son, Sean, who's becoming quite an accomplished free diver himself, and he just wants to say a quick hello.
Hello.
Oh. Hi, Sean. How you doing? And I'm sorry. But that's okay. We appreciate it, and that's all good. All right. So,
we were talking about, what does one need to do to get in shape for diving?
Mm-hmm.
And, I said, I did do a lot of research on this. Dan has done quite a bit. Divers Alert Network,
right.
Not my buddy Dan, has done a lot of research into exactly the physical demands on divers. And if you're looking to get in shape for diving, the number one thing you got to focus on is your cardiovascular and respiratory systems. In other words, you got to do aerobic exercise.
All right, so pick up a Zumba class. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, actually, that would be good. Sure, of course.
Jazzercise?
Class.
That work? No. Oh, a spinning class. Okay, yeah, that'd be more manly. Right.
Yeah, anything that's going to bring your heart rate up to 60 to 80% of its maximum heart rate. Now, how would we know what our maximum heart rate should be? That's easy. You take your age and you subtract it from 220, and that is your maximum heart rate. And then you want to do the Zumba class, the spinning class, or anything aerobic at 60 to 80% of that max heart rate.
Hmm. Okay, now wait a minute. So 120 minus your age.
Exactly. So, it gives you what they call an age-predicted maximum heart rate.
All right, so I'm looking at 70 right here, and which I'm cheating a little bit, but regardless. So you're saying maximum heart rate for me would be 70 beats per second?
Well, no, I'm sorry. Now, you were saying how many, what was your age?
I'll get 50.
Okay. I mean, anyway, your age
it would
predicted
be 150.
Max,
yeah, right.
And it's 60 to 80% of that for 1 minute. So you want to know how many, you want to count how many times your heart beats in a minute.
Oh, I see. Okay, I gotcha.
You can make it a lot easier. Just count how many times your heart beats for 6 seconds, multiply it by 10, or 10 seconds, multiply it by 6.
Mm.
And that gives you your heart rate.
Okay. It souns like something we got to plug into the computer. CJ,
well,
what do you think?
I let the computer show me.
It'll make life really easy to just buy yourself a heart rate monitor while you're exercising.
Okay.
So I'm curious to see if I'm doing the right stuff, and so far.
So far,
yeah,
so good.
Cardio.
Yeah, cardio is the number one thing that you need to do because, as we discussed last week, the number one cause of death fatalities is due to cardiovascular issues, whether it be heart attack. This is after, I should say, after any type of problem with the bends or anything like that.
All right, well, hold on. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Dad, we have a bug.
Bug Hunter. He loves to hunt bugs. He's a diver with an attitude. An underwater thug. With stealth speed and agility, he combs the ocean floor. No matter how many bugs you catch, he's always gonna catch more. Yeah, he's the king of all the lobster slayers, and the word has gotten round. Everyone knows that something's gonna die when the bug hunter goes down.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're getting ready for Bugfest. Physically trying to find out what you can do to stay in shape better, whether it's for Bug Fest, you know, Florida lobster season that happens Wednesday and Thursday this coming week, or just diving period after a long extended absence. You got to not only take care of your gear, you got to take care of yourself. So we have our physical fitness diving guru, Patrick Roward, on with us right now. So he was telling us how to achieve our most efficient heart rate, correct, Patrick? That's we're doing?
Correct, yeah, for aerobic exercise.
All right, so Ryan was correcting CJ, saying you start with 220 and subtract your age? Is that what it is?
Exactly.
Okay.
When you subtract your age, that gives you what they call an age-predicted maximum heart rate. Now, you don't want to exercise at that heart rate.
Yeah.
That's your max. Then when you exercise at 60 to 80% of that number.
Okay. And if you do that, you'll... Yeah, you want to do that, what, three times a week kind of thing?
Well,
or yep, what do you
that's what I was going to get to next, exactly. Then you got to know how long and how often. And you want to do it for like a half an hour, 45 minutes each time you do it, for anywhere the 5 to 7 days a week.
Okay, five. So you want to do it, if you can, you want to try to do it every day.
Yeah, if you can, exactly. And that's coming from the American Heart Association, the American College of Sports Medicine, as well as Divers Alert Network.
Okay, I like that. That's, you know, I'm doing a lot of walking. And
That's great.
I don't necessarily get up to 80% all the time. Probably not, but, you know, I could walk faster. But, yeah,
good,
it makes
a big difference. Again, remember, you're looking at 60 to 80%. So if you're even at 60, you're doing fine.
Yeah, I'm going. I'll go with that.
That's impressive, Greg, because most men your age can't even walk.
Well, thank you.
Usually they're cruising around in those little scooters or something.
I'm going to stab him.
Or a cane.
Anyway, okay, so are there any other specific exercises that divers should take into account for getting
fit? Outside of that, you know, there's obviously you want to look at resistance exercises. You know, you would think about weight training. But to make things easy, there are just some exercises you can do that are just body weight. And, you know, what you can do is like what we call chair squats. And it's basically, you know, sit in a chair and you stand up out of it. And then you slowly sit back down. And you want to try to do that like 10 to 12 times for three sets.
Okay.
That is great for strengthening your entire lower body as well as your midsection, or what's called your core.
Got it.
Then after
wait,
that,
wait,
drop
hold
the
on,
body.
Hold on. But, CJ, you have an idea?
Is it the same for women as it is for men?
What, doing squats?
Yeah, because...
Yes, exactly. Same for women as for men.
An effective exercise for women that I heard a long time ago was to do deep knee bends over a fire hydrant.
Huh. Well, that's just... that's a little weird.
I don't know if I'm going to touch that one.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch.
That's a good way to get me in trouble.
Yeah, that doesn't sound accurate. I think you got some bad information. That sounds like
could
fake
be.
News.
I mean, that might have been the old style,
yeah,
the old
maybe,
school.
Maybe. All right. Well, anyway.
This
okay,
is modern science.
Yes. Yeah, they're more, you know, Patrick's more up to speed on this stuff. So, okay, so squats, and where were you going to go after that?
You could also do like push-ups.
Push-ups,
same
yeah.
thing, maybe sets of 12.
Push-up bras, got it.
Sets of 12. No. Yeah. And you want to do these like three times a week.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I actually wrote an article. It was back in 2012, Sport Diver Magazine. So if anyone's able to access that, it was called 1 Month to Dive Fitness. And it basically was a breakdown from start to 1 month later to get yourself in perfect dive-ready shape.
Hmm. Okay, and so they could get that. Could we find that online, maybe, and share that?
You might be able to find it online. I could also, if it would help, I could email it to you if you would want to put it up on your website.
Sure,
or whatever.
Get up there on Dive News. You can use yes. Why don't you plan on doing that? And are any of the you know, the exercises that you've come up with, do they incorporate any of our dive gear? Like, can you do I don't know. Weights with tanks or something? Or have you ever done any of that kind of stuff or no?
Well, no, actually, yes. There are some exercises that we've talked about in the past where you do things with like weight belts with tanks because that's practical. It's functional. It's what you're doing every day when you're diving, so you better be able to do it well. You don't want to find that you're going to hurt your back picking up your tank when you're there on the boat getting ready to dive.
Yeah. Well, you don't want to do that. Yeah, that'd be good. You know, if you want to put on your scuba gear and walk around the neighborhood, I don't know if that would be the best workout ever, but it definitely turned a lot of heads.
If anything, I would just recommend, try like having the tank in an upright position, picking it up to chest height, you know, using your legs, but then pulling with your arms, and then returning it back to the ground in the same fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, doing like 12 repetitions of that for, you know, three sets, three times a week.
All right, but as far as when it comes to CJ or Bubble Boy, for that matter, when they go to their Roomba class, or not Roomba class, that's a vacuum cleaner. Zumba.
Yeah.
Zumba. Yeah, you don't recommend people wearing their scuba gear to that class.
No, that might be, besides
be over the top.
Comfortable, it might just, you know, put some people off.
Yeah.
I find that my favorite thing is just like interpretive dance.
Well, you it's a pretty good aerobic workout.
Yeah.
I would think so.
An interpretive dance, not only in a wetsuit will help
fins.
You sweat more, but it'll get you noticed.
It'll get you noticed.
What about lifting 6 ounces at a time, like 24 of those?
Like he's done in the last
hour
or so.
That's what gets you in trouble in the first place.
Yeah. That's why you have to get fit, you big dummy.
That's for hydration, not exercise.
Yes. I apologize for these idiots, Patrick, but that's just what they do. You know what I'm saying?
I'm starting to get used to it.
Yes. All right. Well, that's good stuff, and I appreciate it. We will take it to heart, and maybe, just if nothing else, it reminds people you got to take care of not only your gear, but yourself. And I appreciate the ideas and just the reminder. You know what I'm saying there, Patrick?
It's my pleasure, and you're hitting the nail right on the head. Exactly. Your equipment is one thing because, it is a life support, equipment that you're using, but you need to be able to support your own life. You got to be able to take care of yourself.
That's right.
If not for you, for your dive partner, because if something should go wrong, with them, they're going to be counting on you to bail them out.
Yes, and with this crowd he's trying to talk to right now, I mean, God help them.
Big mistake.
All right, more coming up. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here, getting ready for Bug Fest. We're going to talk to Jim Elliott, the guy behind Dive Heart, here in just a bit. There's a big event that's going to benefit Dive Heart as part of the Bug Fest events. But before we do that, I got to get my buddy Dan from Reef Safe on the air because they're a big supporter of the event, and they're on Scuba Radio right now. Dan, how are you, man?
Feeling buggy.
You're ready. Are you got your recipe ready for the big lobster cook-off for Thursday night, or are you just going to eat others?
We're just going to eat others this year. We got too much workload,
yeah.
So couldn't prep and do and get ready, but maybe next year we'll cook again.
Absolutely. Well, Reef Safe has been a proud sponsor of Bugfest, last couple of years, and they're doing it again. They're stepping up big time. There's going to be Reef Safe stuff all over the place, which is great. But you guys got some new research that you're ready to share with the world, or it's getting out there now, right?
Right. Yes. We've gotten quite a bit of support from Moat. Dr. David Vaughn gave us a really nice quote, basically stating that Reef Safe is safe to the corals.
Yeah.
So I'm furnishing you that so you can post it on your site on Monday. And we're going to have at Bugfest, we're going to have some really nice silver pendants, a lobster and diver pendant for prizes.
Excellent.
And then every entry will receive the Reef Safe biodegradable mask care kit. So that's in every goodie bag that the entries receive.
So that's with the wetsuit cleaner and mask defog and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, we've got a mask scrub now to clean your mask when you first get them. Clean off all the silicone. And then the gel defog is doing really well, as you know. So I think you tested that too for us.
Absolutely. We're great. And hopefully I'm going to give it a good workout here in the next couple of days when I'm catching some bugs because I don't want my mask fogged up.
No, you can't see them very well.
That's
right. And then we're going to be shooting t-shirts into the audience the night of the cook-off.
Yes, that's going to be a blast, literally. He has a t-shirt gun. Good stuff. They're always doing some fun stuff there at Reef Safe, and they are supporting this great cause to bring the divers together once again. ReefSafe. Check it out. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's ocean madness, all right. Sailors call it aqua dementia. The deep down crazies, the wet willies, the screaming moist.
You're an ocean, you're an ocean. Settle down, what's the commotion? I'm an island, but you're an ocean. It's a stormy sea of love and emotion. You got me suspended motionless in time.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm excited for Bugfest. I cannot wait. It is going to be just a massive event, bigger and better than ever. And bugfestbythesea.com is the website to go to and get all the details for all the festivities. First event that I'm participating in, at least. There may be some other ones, but you can go to the website and find out for sure. But it's at the Plunge Beach Hotel, 7 p.m. Tuesday, there at Lauderdale by the Sea. All right, so, you know, we bring everybody together to celebrate, you know, catching these lobsters and that kind of thing. But we also try to get together and do some good works for folks. And I got Jim Elliott from Dive Heart, and they're going to be one of the benefactors of this big community of divers down in South Florida this week. And Jim is on Scuba Radio right now. Jim, how are you, buddy?
Doing awesome. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm doing great. Now, Dive Heart does just awesome stuff. I mean, I can't talk about them enough, but you guys basically take folks that have physical challenges and turn them on to diving. Is that in a nutshell, or is there? How would you describe it?
Yeah, we're a nonprofit. We're 501c3, and we help. I like to say we don't discriminate when it comes to disabilities. So we take people who have cognitive and physical disabilities. So we did the first research with Midwestern University on autism and scuba therapy, but yet we also work with individuals that have spinal cord injuries and chronic pain. And just, it's amazing what we're finding, that this is really not as much about scuba diving as it is about physical therapy and zero gravity and physical activity and zero gravity and the benefits of hyperbaric pressure. And you know, I presented once at a Grand Rounds at Duke, and the doctor, hyperbaric physicians, are Jake Freiberger and Richard Moon, said, "Jim, you got a great story, and you've seen a lot of great anecdotal stuff, but you're not a therapist or a doctor, so don't talk about hyperbaric medicine." But it's unbelievable. People with chronic pain who've been pain-free up to 3 weeks when we take them on a trip, and we got to get them deep enough to get that extra output of serotonin, though. Hmm. And yeah, so it's very exciting.
It is. I mean, you do really great work. And just, if nothing else, all the scientific stuff aside, just seeing the faces light up that I've witnessed. I've witnessed some of it in person, some of the people that have done it. And obviously, you can see videos and pictures online all over the place. Of course, you can go to diveheart.org and learn more about the organization that way. But it's very fulfilling to see that, to just see them so enthusiastic. And just that spark of excitement, I think, is just an awesome thing that you guys do. And I couldn't think of a better benefactor for some of the events going on this coming week for Bugfest. It's a good match, I believe.
Yeah, well, you hit the nail on the head. It's all about the smiles, and it creates a paradigm shift. Now it's not Johnny in a wheelchair; it's Johnny the scuba diver.
That's right.
Now he thinks he can do anything, and he goes, "God, if I can dive, what else can I do?" And he goes on and takes other challenges on. And with ReefSafe and some of the great sponsors we have, we want to make people of all abilities, really, adaptive divers, we call them. We don't call them handicapped or disabled. We want to make them good stewards of the environment. Mm-hmm. And that's our ultimate goal, really.
Yeah. Now, there is a big event, a week from today. There's the big concert, outdoor concert in the square on Saturday night at the end of Bugfest. And that whole thing, there's some local bands down there in South Florida that are big big Dive Heart supporters, and they're going to be putting on a big show, from what I hear. And of course, we got the Scuba Cowboys going to be playing during the week, and you guys also have like an online auction type of thing that anybody can participate, I believe. Is that correct? That is part of this?
Yeah.
How does that work?
But I can't thank Joe Grody enough. He's the one. He's a musician. He's the one that kind of helped brainstorm this. One of our supporters down there, and the auction that you mentioned, just they did an art stroll about 2 days ago, and it's spun off from there into an online auction. And on our Facebook page, we actually will be posting. We just posted about it. I mean, if you scroll down, we could, you know, you could see it. But we'll be posting about it again, about the silent auction, where you can bid on this these incredible pieces of art that people have donated to benefit the music fest, which will benefit Dive Heart.
Got it. So if you're not there on site at Lauderdale by the Sea for Bug Fest, you still can participate by going to diveheart.org. And looking for those notices about the auction, and you could bid online. I mean, I've seen some of the pictures. They're pretty spectacular stuff that's up there. So I encourage everyone to take a look and support a good cause if they can't be there in person to snag a lobster and support some Dive Heart activities. So
don't forget to have Pup play the Dive Heart song.
I have no doubt that the Scuba Cowboy will be playing the Dive Heart song at least once a day or a couple times an evening.
Cool.
It'll be good stuff. So, Jim, I appreciate that you were taking the time to join us a little bit today and give us some time. I don't know if you're able to make it down. I know you have some personal conflicts, but I know you'll be there in heart regardless, and your entire staff will be there supporting everything and turning everybody on to what Dive Heart does.
Right? Yeah, we got a great team. Yeah, Mom starts chemo on Monday, so I'm kind of keeping my fingers crossed. And
I send our hearts and prayers out to you. Hopefully things will be okay in that regard, and we'll try to cover that other base for you down in South Florida next week. That sound like a plan?
Thank you, my friend.
You got it. All right, Jim Elliott from Dive Heart. Once again, diveheart.org. Check it out. Support them, whether it's for Bug Fest or whatever. They do some really, really good work. All right, so look, we're going to get some lowdown on where the lobsters are hanging. I got a line to Chiefy. He's kind of my lobster guru. He's going to be at Bug Fest. He's actually I think he has some seminar on Tuesday at the kickoff, right before the kickoff party there at the Plunge Beach Hotel or right across the street from it. And we're going to try to get him on the phone and get some coordinates out of him. CJ, does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, but how about we do it off the air and keep it for ourselves?
No, he won't do that. I don't think it. The only thing we can do is
we tell everybody where they are.
We gotta apply peer pressure, and so we have to bring all the listeners into this mix, and maybe that with that much pressure on Chiefy, we might be able to get these numbers out of
decoy them. Figures.
Yes,
you know what you look for when you're diving, don't you, Greg? The little red light.
The little red light. What do you mean?
The little red light. When you're diving for lobster at night, you look for the little red light.
What what are you talking about?
That's on the caboose of the lobster train. You want to find that light, and then you want to take the caboose, and then the next one, and the next one, and the next one. But you got to find that little red light on the caboose of the train.
Okay.
It would be their eyes.
Now, Casey said he was smoking a cigar when he started the show today. I'm not so sure if that's accurate.
Blunt.
So, regardless, we'll take that for what it's worth. And see, I think I'm going to rely on Chiefy's insight on catching these lobsters. He is he wrote the book on catching bugs.
I bet Chiefy's never seen the little red light.
I bet he had neither, but he's probably not smoking the same thing you are. But we'll find out here momentarily on the big show. Now, I will say, both Casey and Jerry the Diver Guy can back me up on this, but Ryan has given me his final exam. For his open water course, his book work, and there are 50 questions. How many, what does he have to get again, Jerry? What does he got to get, like a 75 or something above?
He has to get at least a 70 or...
70 above, right. Well, I am here,
above, yes.
I'm here to officially pronounce that Ryan...
69.
Will have to come back again and do his confined water diving because he has passed his written bar.
Hey! Yeah! Thank God!
He just about broke my headphones. Did you see that?
Like, great, I'm going to have to buy a pair of headphones.
No, congrats, Ryan. You passed, bud.
God, that was such an enormous pain in my anus.
Okay, well,
whoa,
here's
who's
that.
Your daddy?
Yeah, it's CJ. And he's right here.
We'll edit that out later.
Oh, well, that no, that you did pass. You got, I thought it was 75, and you did a little bit better than that. So.
See, I thought I was done for because I saw you with that marker, and you were just going to town. I was like, this is over.
Yeah, well, you know, I was just doodling.
He was drawing.
Yeah, that's what it was. But
drawing,
no, you
drawing
did good,
mermaids, by the way.
I had a feeling that he was going to do well today. We had a little powwow before the show. And went over a bunch of, you know, the material.
You gave
and the
him some tutelage, some real tutelage.
My tutelage paid off. I didn't tootle him enough last Saturday.
I'm not touching that one either.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said that out loud. That could be used against me in a court of law. But regardless, congratulations, Ryan. You're well on your way.
Thank you.
You've gotten through all the
Good
tough
job,
stuff.
Ryan.
Yeah,
thanks
and now you
are.
Can we can get you in the water.
That's the now the fun part starts.
Now the fun stuff begins.
You got to get him ready before Bugfest, Greg.
That ain't gonna happen.
No, that's we're going up Tuesday.
I got to get myself ready for Bugfest. Are you kidding me?
Sunscreen. Yeah. He's starting to apply his sunscreen now.
Yeah, that's right. All right, you got to lather up just in case. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Ladies, never order a lobster on a date. The lobster is the most expensive thing on the menu, okay? So just know that if you order and consume a lobster, you have to touch your date's wiener. It's like a sexual contract from the sea.
They did the lobster dance.
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 They did the lobster, lobster, lobster dance.
And where are they hanging? We're going to find out here in just a bit with Chiefy. Crockett's dialed up 888-88-SCUBA, so let's take care of him real quick. Crockett, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Greg.
What's going on out there on the left coast?
On the northwest left coast, yeah. The Oregon Coast Aquarium is celebrating its 25th year in existence. For those nice. of those, those you don't know that, that was the aquarium that was originally put together for Keiko years ago.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, there you go. Well, 25 years. Congrats. That's good stuff. And yeah, are they having a big party today?
They got a guest diver slot waiting for you if you ever get up this way. You
yes.
get to get into the aquarium with wolf eels and Pacific giant octopuses. And
yeah, what's the water temp again?
Oh, the water temp, we'll see. In the open sea exhibit, it's a balmy 62 degrees.
I was going to say, you better lie if you want me to come out there sooner.
I can really lie about the other two tanks that are sitting in that exhibit. They're more like 52 degrees.
Okay. Well, you're going in the wrong direction. But regardless, I wish you guys the best. Congratulations to the aquarium. And
is that like the heart rate where you take 220 and then subtract the water temp?
Yes, I think it is. It's how you stay in shape. All right, I don't know. Math sucks, right? That's
shrivel,
all I have to say.
Shrivel factor.
All right. We got Chiefy. Jim Mavi on the FaceTime right now. How you doing, Jim?
Excellent, excellent. Things are going really well down here in sunny South Florida.
I'm sure they are. Everybody's excited. There's like electricity in the air as we're getting ready for Bug Fest and the opening of Florida spiny lobster season, I assume, correct?
Well, we have actually mini season. That's what Bug Fest is all about.
Yeah.
The little commercial guys, you know, they can put their traps in the water August the 1st. And, of course, the regular spiny season starts August the 6th, no matter what. But the last consecutive Wednesday and Thursday of July are the high holy days.
The high holy days for catching lobster, yes.
For us recreational divers.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, now you're giving out or having this seminar Tuesday before the kickoff party at the Plunge Beach Hotel. That's at 6 o'clock, right? 6 p.m.?
6 p.m., and then technically, you know, I know there's a kickoff party supposedly at 7, but I'm really kicking the whole event off. You understand?
Yes. Well, I'm telling you right now, you want to fill that thing? You tell it.
Yeah.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I believe
sure.
You're going to share all the secrets of where the lobster are at that seminar, 6 o'clock at the Plunge Beach Hotel, right across from it, right?
I'm going to share a lot of secrets. I'm going to share where they are. You know, I know they're out there in the ocean. How about that?
Oh, no, I don't want that. You got to be more specific than that. I want exact locations, how big, how many are there, and how easy they are to catch.
You know, I'm going to tell you, Lauderdale by the Sea is a great location. Where else in the world can you put on your dive gear, walk off the beautiful sandy white beaches, go underwater, and catch spiny lobster right there in like 20 feet of water?
It is very convenient. You know, whether you find a lobster to catch or not, you are guaranteed to have a great time. It's a cool area just to hang out. And you know, we're going to be hanging out there pretty much all week. And I'm just looking forward to just chilling. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm going to run into you. I actually do have a little secret spot. I can't tell you, but you know, off of Lauderdale by the Sea, and it's paid off really well for us.
Uh-huh. All right. So basically, we got to get down there, CJ, on Tuesday, and get Chiefy good and liquored up, and then beat this out of him. Something.
Well, I guess there's beer on this kickoff party.
Yes, there's beer. There's free Donkey Reef or Reef Donkey beer. Yeah. So that ought to do it. We don't even have to pay for the booze to get them liquored up and get that stuff out of them.
So, too bad. You know, this is going okay. So 6 p.m. will be my bug catching seminar, Catching the Bug, second edition, of course.
Yeah.
And it'll be great because it's free. And it's going to be actually right on the Plunge Hotel actually has two buildings. The main one is right on A1A, and that's where my little seminar is going to be. The kickoff party right on the beach. So that's pretty cool, too.
Absolutely. Yes.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We've got some cool things happening that whole week, and you've participated many times, so you're very, very familiar with what's going on now.
Yes, it is a great party. Just great celebration of catching lobster, for sure. Bugfestbythesea.com, chiefy.net is the website you can go to. Chiefy, thank you so much. And I expect you to text me those coordinates here right after we get off the air, okay?
No give me till Monday. I'll check it out, and then I'll give them to you, all right?
All right, fair enough. You heard it here. It's been documented. This is a legal binding contract, I believe, isn't it, CJ?
It is now, yes.
Yes, that's what we're going to go with. All right, yeah, it's going to be a celebration of just fun camaraderie with fellow lobster lovers like myself. The Lobster Slayer is coming to South Florida, and Bug Boy, his trusty sidekick, with a green looper in hand.
That's right.
Right? It's going to be a big old party. We're going to broadcast next Saturday the festivities because we're going to record the show throughout the week during lobster mini season. So make sure you tune in next Saturday to get a little taste of this fun activity us Florida divers get to experience every year. It is a feverish type of event and a good, clean fun for all. All right, so that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Lobsters. Each little slug here, cutting a rug here, under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we get lucky down in the mud here, under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.